This podcast is brought to you by Aspire Planning Group, insurance creating a better future for you and your family. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
What is exciting is that we have someone joining us on the line from Perth. I think it's the CEO of Perth Glory, namely Tony Pignata. And Tony has worked in a number of different roles over the years. He started at Football Victoria many years ago, and he's learnt along the way, and every step has been a really exciting one. He's now at the home of the champions or the premiers of the A-League. The only thing they couldn't do was win that knockout against Sydney. Yeah, I know. Who saw that coming? Tony Pignata, I didn't see it. I thought you guys had finished the job. But congratulations. Tremendous season last year. And there's so much more to do.
Thanks, George. Hi, Louise. Yeah, it was a great season. I think someone said to me at the start of the year when I got here that we'd win the Premier's Plate. Playing the grand final in front of a sellout of 57,000 in Perth, where do I sign? unfortunately, we couldn't get the last trophy, but we'll save that for this year.
Listen, penalties will be very much in the training template for the new season, I'm sure. And I'll tell you what, the goalkeeper will never be able to go through the antics that young Redmayne managed to perform that particular night in Perth at the Optus Stadium, because they've changed the rules. The goalkeeper's got to remain rooted to the line. So there'll be no more clowning around.
Actually, George, sorry to cut you off. We just finished an hour session with Eddie Lenny, who's the referee director here.
Yep.
And the rule for a goalkeeper is that they cannot punch the crossbar or the post or shake them or punch the net.
Yep.
But they only need 1 foot to remain on the line when the player is, coming to kick in. So they can actually have 1 foot forward and 1 foot on the line. They can't be behind the line.
Yeah,
so,
but you can't be jumping around as young Redmayne did in the grand final.
Yeah, but anyway, look.
Let's focus on
Saturday night.
You have moved on. You've got one of the biggest teams to come to this country in quite some time. Manchester United, probably in the softest form they've been in for about 25 years. But how exciting, and what's the buzz like in Perth from the minute that Ole Gunnar and the rest of the boys touched down?
Well, a couple of months ago, this town was all purple leading into the grand final, but
it's all red now
at the moment. Yeah, I mean, even the West, our local paper, had a wraparound all in red the other day.
Here.
So it goes to show you, when you've got a team like Man U coming to town, just the hype it creates and the buzz, and, they're the front and back pages of the paper, and, just amazing. I mean, one of our tourist spots, which is it's like a beach house here on the Swan River, and it's all blue and etc. They've painted that all red. It's a red walkway as well. So
they're really going all out, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, look, it's fantastic. And Man U haven't just come in and go and play the game and go home. They're here for 10 days, so they're training here every day, training hard, and they play us Saturday night. Then they've got Leeds on Wednesday, so it's a great 10 days of football festivities here in Perth.
Oh, so what you're telling me is you're going to take some of the Manchester United players like Lukaku and Pogba on a bike ride, are you?
Well, I don't think they could keep up, Louise, with me.
This is true.
My current form at the moment, leading into my Tour de France in a couple of weeks.
Tony is not kidding. For those of you that don't know, Tony Pignata has been working for the last few years. And he is in red-hot form. He's a Tour de France disciple. And I just wish that I'd had the opportunity to introduce you to some of the people we know in world cycling who would have taken you under their wing and given you an opportunity to enjoy yourself even more when you get to France. Tell us about the latest goings on with the sightseers who are following Paul Pogba around.
Yeah, well, he's hot news here. You know, he's
you think?
Oh, it's all about Paul Pogba, and you know, he got on the plane. I don't know how happy he was to get on that, but you know, did you see the plane they were on?
Oh,
wow,
did we ever?
Fine hotel. you know, that's I've said to Sagey, that's the plane we need to, when we travel within Australia. That's the sort of plane. But no, look, it is all about Pogba. The press conference that Man U had yesterday, I wasn't there, but it was all about, you know, what he's doing and where he's going, and is he staying, is he going? And but credit to him, he's part of the team, he's here, he's training hard, and yeah, the focus is on playing us in front of a massive crowd on Saturday night.
This is FNR, George Denikian, along with Louise Taffer. We're talking to Tony Pignata, the CEO of Perth Glory, who are very excited because they're playing Manchester United at the new Optus Stadium on Saturday night in Perth. Is there much travelling media with Manchester United, Tony?
Yeah, there is. There's about, I think, 20 to maybe 25 journalists just for them.
You only need a Japanese player to add to that squad, and you get another 20. Reporters, no. I reckon.
25 journalists just for them. I counted three, but I didn't think there'd be 25.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. So yeah, it's Man U. It's Man U, and Ollie's the new head coach, formally appointed now. And you know, when you've got players like Pogba and other players as well, it's massive. It's big news.
And you touched on the presser yesterday. Marcus Rashford was also in attendance with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
And he's just re-signed.
He has just re-signed. Yeah. And he said he admits he knows nothing about Perth Glory and it's too hard to predict whether Saturday night's game will turn into a thrashing. But you've obviously been watching the Glory boys over the past couple of weeks in their pre-season. How are they going heading into this clash?
Yeah, look, the boys have been training, you know, the last 3 weeks. Look, it's tough and intense as Pop always does. So the boys, you know, even this week, they've got a double session today. You know, the Man U game is important, but it's part of our whole, I suppose, pre-season campaign. And, you know, whenever a player steps on the pitch, it's 110%. And, you know, we'll play you know, to our abilities. And, you know, last year we played Chelsea. We ended up losing 1-0. We'll see how it goes Saturday night. But a 4-3 scoreline, either way, will be fantastic for the 50-odd thousand people that will come.
Tony Pignata, have you had a chance to meet with the hierarchy or the liaison officers from Manchester United?
I'm doing that tomorrow night, George. They've been invited to the AFL in town. Big game tomorrow night, West Coast versus Collingwood.
Oh, there is an AFL game going on, is there?
Yeah,
I just didn't realise that the season was still on. What I was going to say to you, the most important thing for me is you've got a broadcaster who's going to show the game to the rest of the country. How did Seven get on board?
Yeah, look, that's a deal that Optus Stadium did. And it's fantastic that Channel 7 have got on board and showing the game. You know, we're indebted to Fox and what they've done and what they're doing. But we really need to, you know, that free-to-air component is huge. So for us, you know, to play on free-to-air and, you know, and also Man U TV, which, you know, they say they have up to, you know, 300 million eyeballs around the globe watching or potentially watching. That's huge, and it's great for our code, great for the A-League, and good for football.
Speaking of the A-League, if I can get you just take your hat off for a moment of Perth Glory, you've had a fantastic run in terms of experience, starting at running the Victorian Federation a number of years ago. You then moved on. You moved to Wellington to learn about the caper, to understand what it takes to run a football team. You then, of course, went to Sydney and made sure that they won their way to become a dynasty. And now, of course, you're over in the other end of the country, the city that thinks it's been wanting to secede for the last 50 years, and I'm talking about Perth, and you've taken them to the very top. Have you ever put your hand up and thought, maybe I've got another job just ahead of me that I might want to entertain after the Tour de France, of course.
After the tour, no, not really, George. I mean, you know, look, I've just started here. My focus is Perth Glory, and you never say never. You know, it is a big role, but I think Louise was saying that they really need to define what the role is going to entail now, and the focus with the A-League, you know, forming its own independence, what it actually means for that role, and who knows what the future holds.
There would be two or three or four, smart and very capable operators who might put their hand up. Who do you think would be one or two that we'd readily know?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, some internal candidates that have been at the FFA would put their hand up. I'm not going to name names, but there'd be a few. I mean, it's a plum job, and not only locally, I'm sure internationally there'll be a lot of people that will go, okay, let's see what this is all about.
Well, Tony, thank you very much for giving us just a glimpse of some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, especially in Perth, as you literally told us, is being painted red by the army of Red Devils fans. Manchester United taking on Perth Glory Saturday night. What time does the game start?
7 o'clock kickoff WA time, so it'll be 9 o'clock in the Eastern States. And look, it is red, but we're going to make it purple if we are. Even though they name us as the away team, it's our city, it's our state. So we're going to give it a good shape on Saturday night.
We look forward to talking to you again real soon, Tony. All the very best to the boys in purple, and I hope it's a cracking game, because it'll be another advertisement for free-to-air to consider, because if the numbers and the energy and the product looks good, I can only imagine some more free-to-air networks thinking, hey, we might put our hand up and cover some more football in the new A-League season, which is only a few months away.
No, it's fantastic. And, we're all hoping that it'll be a massive turnout and a massive game on Saturday night. Can't wait.
And good luck in the Tour de France.
Thanks.
Thanks, mate.
You know, I'm not actually riding in it. But,
no, come on. Really?
No. But I'll be riding the stages in the morning. So we'll see how we go after 5 days in the Alps.
Can you imagine? Hey, listen, that Alp, that stuff climbing takes a real toll on even the best riders.
Yeah, I know. It'd be good.
Take plenty of photos. We want to see.
No problems. My Insta will be full of it.
Good on you. Tony Pignata, the CEO of Perth Glory. Thank you, Tony.